shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast to 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch and where we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. And they won't, so they shan't. Right on. Now, this hour we have Doug Danger. Doug will be talking with us about the efforts in the state of New York, the great state of New York, to legalize gay marriage. And we're going to talk with Doug about that and what he thinks the ups and the downs are. I think you're going to be very interested to hear this conversation. Doug is an openly out gay man and a writer, covers the entertainment beat for the Orange County Courier. So we'll be talking with him shortly. 877-876-PHIL is our number here on this Friday night and every night. And also our website, philhendryshow.com, where you can listen to and watch our streaming video of the show. Right now, we're on live streaming video. Phil TV in HD is what we call it, and we've got cameras all over the ding-dang place. We're at the El Pacifico, so on any given night, you may see us broadcasting the show with the Pacific Ocean behind us, or as we are tonight, we're in our sewer studio, literally in a studio with the sewer right behind us. Where we broadcast from, as you some of you might know, is a former mental institution. This was a place where maniacs were locked up. We took it over. We turned the basement into a torture chamber for radio executives, and we've also turned the sewer into a studio, and we also have lit the outside, which is very nondescript. You don't really know you're walking into a radio studio. There's a rail track where they used to dump all the patients off on the siding and then take off again, and we've just turned that into a general delivery area. Most of the time, though, we are opening up the studio here to the ocean that is directly behind us. So it's a very fun experience. Join us at Phil TV in HD at philhendryshow.com. All right, 877-876-PHIL. Here is the story as we get ready to bring Doug Danger up on the line. In New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said on Friday that he expected same-sex marriage legislation to be approved before the end of the legislative session next week. Approved before the end of the legislative session next week. That, according to Governor Cuomo. And he indicated that to win passage of the measure, he's prepared to yield to Republican concerns for greater protections of religious groups. I'm a proponent of marriage equality, and I'm working very hard to make that a reality in New York, Mr. Cuomo said to reporters today. As lawmakers prepare to go home for the weekend, I'm also a proponent of religious freedom and the separation of church and state. So these are both very important principles. I don't see one in competition with the other. Is there a deal being cut with lawmakers in New York? Conservative lawmakers asking for, okay, if you want gay marriage, then we want protections for heterosexual or straight marriage. What exactly will that entail? Doug Danger with us from Santa Ana, California tonight, where the Orange County Courier is located. Doug, how are you?
Well, I'm doing good, Phil. This is pretty momentous news that we've received here this evening, and we'll see how far it goes.
Now, do you read this the same way that I read this? Are you reading that this is going to be a quid pro quo?
Well, I think that it most likely will be. But let me give you the long shot on this. I'm going to give you the up and the down on this. I'm a gay man, as you pointed out, Phil. I'm a gay journalist. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm telling you, this might come as a shock to you, but I'm opposed. I'm opposed to gay marriage at this time.
And now, why are you, as you are gay?
I am a gay man in a gay marriage, but I'm opposed to gay marriage, and here's why. Gay people most likely will be more successful statistically than straight people at being married. Here's the reason why I say that. Gay people who have been forced into the back alleys for centuries have been forced into mental hospitals. You just say you do your show from a mental hospital. Well, a lot of gay people were forced into mental hospitals for centuries. Gay people have been forced into jail cells for centuries. So they know. They know the back alleys. They know the hardship. And because they've been through so much, they're going to embrace marriage much more tightly and respect marriage much more than straight people.
Now, you know that what you've just said there is very explosive.
Phil, I'm a gay... I guess you didn't hear me. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? I've got my eyes wide open. As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have a vision, I have a view, I have the ability to cut through and to see the truth. And I'm telling you the truth. Homosexuals, if you want to call them that, gay people, are going to be more successful at marriage than straight people. Okay, that's only part of the equation. The reason why I'm opposed to gay marriage is because when straight people see, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, when straight people see how successful gay people are at marriage, then it's on. And yet,
now, what do you mean by it's on?
You're going to see some very unhappy straight people. I think they're going to twist the statistics. I think they're going to do what a lot of political groups do. They'll take the numbers like the Congressional Budget Office, you know how they mess around with it? They'll mess around. They'll say, no, it doesn't say that when it does. They'll say it does say that when it doesn't. I think they'll try to harm gay people in other areas. I think they'll try to blue pencil them for bank loans. I think they'll discriminate against them in other areas. I think it'll make, in other words, and I'm going to use this word very seriously, a civil war between, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, Phil? Phil, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Doug. Yes, I know that.
Well, I need for you to get that. I'm gay.
I get it, yeah.
All right. So you're hearing what I'm saying. This is a civil war between gay people and straight people if they legalize gay marriage, because the straight people won't sit still for gays being better at marriage than them.
So, all right, so what you've got here is a very tortured kind of a logic.
Nothing tortured about it, Phil. This is reality. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I love you, Phil, and you're a great guy, and you've had me on your program so many times. But let's talk about what's happening in society and all of the important things that are happening in society. When you look at all of the things that are going on in society right now, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. That counts for something. You're nothing. You are something. You're a man, but you're really, really, you're nothing.
I'm nothing. I don't understand what that means. I'm nothing.
In terms of political significance, you're nothing. You're a white man. You're straight. Boy, and so here's why I'm saying this.
All right, but Doug, I've talked to you enough in the past to know that what you're saying is there's a special significance to your sexual orientation and your position as a journalist, and I will give you that. I believe that the people's life experience counts for so much if they know how to use it. Now, you're saying that as a gay man and a gay journalist, you have some special, I don't know what you would call it, but a special eye at the truth.
No, my experience as a journalist, coupled with being a gay man and a gay journalist, yeah, I can look right through it.
And you're saying that with that acumen, with that discriminatory acumen that you have, you see a civil war between straight people and gay people.
I see, yes. Not in the literal sense of when we think of civil war. I think there's going to be a backlash against gay people by straight people when they see that gay people are better at being married than straight people. And I don't know, you can well imagine a gay couple settling down in a house and being happy, and next door they're hearing fighting, they're hearing screaming and yelling, and perhaps some spousal abuse going on. For next door they see a guy beating up a woman. How do you think those straight people feel when they go to bed at night and they don't hear a peep coming out of that gay house? That's going to make them even angrier. And as a gay man and as a gay...
That's what I mean about tortured, right there.
What?
That what you just said... You just said the guy spends the day or whatever.
It's not his hobby. I'm saying that he's a straight man, a straight couple, and he's beating her up. And it happens, and it's unfortunate. My father treated my mother like that. I didn't like it at all. I was a kid. I hated seeing that. But it happens. So he's beating this woman up. Now when they go to bed at night after he's beaten her half to death, and they're laying in bed, and they don't hear any sounds of domestic violence coming from that gay house, that will make him even angrier.
Why is he getting angry? First of all, what do you mean beating her half to death?
If they've had... You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand what you're saying. You're talking about violence, spousal abuse, the horror that exists there. So this guy's got problems, Mr. Straight.
You got that right.
All right. He's beating up his wife. Now he's getting even more pissed, you're saying, because he doesn't hear the gay guys going at it?
Because I'm saying that's just a part of the puzzle, Phil. I'm saying that's a piece of the social reality. Now, you put enough of those situations together, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I've been writing about this for the last probably 6-7 weeks. You put enough of those situations together, and what have you got? I'll tell you what you got. You have a gay-straight civil war or what we've called, Dr. Bellinger called it gay collision when he wrote that paper in 2008 that got everybody going crazy.
And I haven't heard of this. It's called what?
Gay collision.
Gay collision.
So I'm opposed to gay marriage on that basis. I will not see fellow gays being successful at marriage and then having it taken away from them by straight people who are embarrassed that they're doing better than they are.
And you think that's going to happen?
I know it's going to happen. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been around straight people for my whole life.
You know? All right, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger, 877-876-7445. Doug Danger with us here on the Phil Hendry Show talking about the whole gay marriage argument, you know, will it be, will it not be? Well, I personally think it will be. I think this socially, I think the country is heading in that direction. But Doug is saying that it would be a bad thing because straight people would see how much better at marriage gay people are and they would resent it, I think is what he's trying to say. Resent it and perhaps act out. Act out violently, act out legally, act out illegally. In short, try to turn those numbers into a negative. Try to make gay people, regret the day they ever got gay marriage. We'll talk more with Doug Danger. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't know how you feel about gay marriage. If you support it, are you opposed to it now based upon his logic? If you're straight and you oppose gay marriage, do you oppose it on the grounds that it, you know, gay people would be better at it? I don't know. 877-876-PHIL. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
You can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I didn't say that. I said if you're gay and you're straight, too.
Philip, call 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 800-LESS-GAS.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Derek. Thank you. 877, Doug, are you there?
I'm right here.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, talking to Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. And we're discussing gay marriage, and the reason why we're discussing it is in New York State today, Governor Cuomo said that he expected same-sex marriage legislation to be approved by the end of the legislative session next week in the state of New York, and indicated that to win passage of the measure, he is prepared to yield to Republican concerns for greater protections of religious groups. It sounds like they're working it out, you know?
Well, when you say it sounds like they're working it out, what does that mean?
It means it sounds like, at least in New York State, conservative groups and liberal groups are working it out. And if they're working it out, it's possibly working out in other parts of the country.
Well, I wouldn't count on it. I wouldn't count. First of all, when you say they're working it out, you've got a handful of educated men and women in the state houses of the United States getting together and figuring out how they can make gay marriage work. Okay, fine, that's great. Now it gets out. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And you keep asking me these questions like, it's like you don't think I know what I'm talking about.
Doug, I'm going to ask you questions.
No, I understand that, but some of these are pretty basic. And when I tell you that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm telling you that I've been, that you know, I'm a part of this. I'm a part of this. And I'm a part of this study group. And I'm a part of the gay experience in America. And because I'm a part of the gay experience in America, I'm gay. And because I'm gay, I'm part of that class of people that might make marriage for the first time in the history of marriage a success. No more divorce. Now, understand that I'm a gay man.
Hold on. Whoa. Now, that's saying something. No more divorce?
Not among gay people. We've had such a long history of being abused and kicked around and beat up that we want to be married, and we're going to hold on to marriage, and we're going to respect marriage, and we're going to treat it right, and we won't get divorced. Where straight people have never been able to do that because it came too easy to them. See what I'm saying? It came too easy. So as they see us being successful, they're going to want to hurt us.
All right. Here's where I want to ask you a question, and we can get the opinion of people out there as well. It may be that gay people are more successful at marriage. I don't know. It could be.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You know,
you're a gay man and a gay journalist, Doug, but how do you know that gay people will be more successful at marriage?
I'm a gay man.
I know that you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
All right, then why aren't you listening to me? Gay people, if we're more successful at being married and we eliminate divorce, at least among gay, there will be no divorce among gay people. That makes straights look like dysfunctional slobs. I hate to put it that way. And what happens is this, Phil. If you saw the film The Time Machine, in the film The Time Machine, the hero, H.G. Wells' hero, travels into the future, all right? And the future, in this future, he encounters two classes of people. He encounters the people that live above ground who are tanned, fit, they drink lots of rainwater, they eat well, there's lots of vegetation, they swim, they lift weights, but they do calisthenics or whatever they do. And then there are the Molochs. Now,
yes, the ones that lived underground.
The ones that lived underground. What's happening is that gay marriage and straight marriage are on their way to that kind of a split.
Oh, come on.
Will you hold on? Hold on for a minute, because I'm trying to make the point here.
All right, but gay marriage is what? Gay marriage of the people that live above ground?
Well, if you take the gay people who get rid of divorce, gay people have a higher income. Gay people have a much more successful living standard. If they adopt children, that means children are going to be taken care of better. The homes are more stable. The businesses prosper because the people are happier. And suddenly you have a super class of individuals who are so enjoying their lives and so happy, they not only have successful business, they start to get into politics, and they become a super class leading the country. Those are gay people. Now, straight people, as they see this and as they continue to fail at marriage, they become a... How do I put this, Phil? They become a very disenchanted, slovenly bunch of people. Slob-like. They continue to beat up on their wives. They have income. They get pushed out of jobs. You know what I'm saying? And so now you have this distinct difference between the gay, and I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, so I would be in that super class, and the heterosexual who is a mutant that walks around with, I don't know, like a hunchback or some mutant dragging its knuckles. Now,
What are you talking about here, man? Are you saying so literally?
No, I'm saying in the social sense. Heterosexuals in the social sense will be mutants. And the gay will rule, if you want to say it, the gay will rule the day.
All right, well, our number 877-876-PHIL, talking here with Doug Danger of the Orange County Courier, and I have to... Just say this. Your time machine analogy lost me. I had every intention of understanding what you were talking about.
Well, the time machine analogy, huh? What was unclear about that?
The whole thing about straight people becoming Molochs and knuckle-dragging with the hunchback, I don't understand that. I understand where gay people getting married, that might be a really good thing.
What do you mean, might? I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I understand that you're gay, and it could be a good thing because they're happier, they make more money, stable home, everything you said. I give you that, all right? I don't understand how that means that straight people begin to degrade or erode or otherwise become less...
Because they're looking at gay people. God, you're straight. I got to remember that. You're straight, so...
I'm dumb?
I didn't say that, but I'm just going to tell you this. As they see if straight see gay people being successful, they'll get angry, they'll beat up on their women, they'll beat up on their kids, they'll probably double if not triple their crystal meth and meth output. And within a generation, they will become a kind of a scrawny, lizard-like human living out in the rocks, out the desert. I don't know. And
you mean literally?
Well, what do do you mean by literally?
A scrawny, lizard-like human living out in the rocks in the desert.
That's where a lot of them are going, yeah. A lot of your straights. A lot of your straights. Because the straight looks at the gay, and he throws up his hands and he goes, you know, F me. You know, I'm done. I'm all in. I'm done for. And he goes out to the desert, hooks up some more meth. I don't know. Changes the tires on his trailer.
877-876-PHIL. Is gay marriage something that's bad for gay people because it will start a civil war between straights and gays? We're talking to Doug Danger about it. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back to Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. Tomorrow night we have our special local Los Angeles show on KFI AM 640, but you can watch the show no matter where you are, and you can listen to it no matter where you are. You can listen to it via their website or watch it here at philhendryshow.com, live streaming Phil TV video. With me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, a entertainment writer as well as a political writer, as we continue to discuss gay marriage, the future of gay marriage. And what we've been talking about here, Doug, is a little disquieting, because what you're saying is that straight people are going to resent gay people having success.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. And the reason why I say that is because the more successful gay people are at marriage, the more of a I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I have a tough time sometimes putting things to word. The more successful the gay person is at marriage, the more the straight will retreat to that meth lab.
And see, that's what is that, man? That is unfair. That's a stereotype of some kind. I don't know where you got that.
Look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I'm not reading your mind.
I'm saying that the more successful, you say the more successful gay people are, the more the straight retreats to the meth lab. What, bud?
Can I ask a question?
Go ahead, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're telling me about gay marriage, does that mean you have sex in an area that, you know, regular people don't?
Well, yeah, I mean, you say regular people don't. There's a lot of straight people that have sex that way, my man. And there's a lot of gay people that don't. So,
It's against the sin. It's against the sin in the straight religion.
I don't know what he means by against the sin.
He's saying that it's a sin, that kind of sexual act. Although I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, it is. If you look at the Bible and everything.
Well, I'll tell you this much. The Bible hasn't got anything to do with anything. You want to read the Bible, you go right ahead. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay? You want to know the Bible that I read? I read my own Bible. I wrote my Bible. And the Bible that the Bible I read is the Bible I wrote. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. There's a Trinity, right? There's God, the Father, and the Son. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. In my Trinity, there's gay man, gay journalist, and then gay. And the gay is the Holy Spirit, the gay journalist is the Son, and God is the gay man.
What's that? That's stupid.
What does that mean, Doug?
Huh? Boy, you guys don't get it.
No, I don't get it. I don't speak that language. I'm sorry. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Let's talk to Joe. Hi, Joe. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger.
Hi.
Hey, Joe. Hi. Good. Thank you.
Look, let's just get to what I call the, you know what? Gay is gay. Girl on girl, guy on guy. You know, whatever you want to call it. We call it gay, homosexual, and we call it something.
What do you call straight? You know? What do you call straight?
Straight is guy on gal. You know, or
guy on guy?
Well, no,
she didn't say
no,
guy on guy.
It's
guy
my
on gal.
Guy on my gal, which is...
Your guy on
straight.
Your gal? And who's your gal? Your girlfriend?
No, my
will you let the lady finish?
my husband. I love
your guy on you.
So much.
All right, so we've got that out of the way.
I mean, I'm just the lady started out by saying guy, girl,
but
girl.
I am so open-minded, but you know, here's my deal.
Well, you let me decide that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'll decide that.
Sure.
Let's let the lady talk. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Okay, now you're a gay man talking to me about lady talk. So how do you know about my lady talk?
I didn't understand that. That sounded like a foreign language. This is what you said. You went, how about my lady talk? I don't know what to say. What did you just say?
You told me that you know about lady talk, so let's talk.
I know about lady talk. I know about guy talk. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And
are you saying I'm...
Cool.
Oh, so you're saying because I'm gay, I'm effeminate?
No, I'm saying...
You're wrong there, girl.
What I'm impressed with is the fact that you're a journalist. I could care less if you're gay.
Thank you.
But I do.
You said you're open-minded, so why wouldn't you care that
I'm gay? Coming into the Bible and saying that it's okay. No, I guarantee you one thing, it's not okay. I don't
care. It's totally cool in the Bible. The Bible's totally cool with it.
No,
what do you mean the Bible's totally
cool?
Yeah, it is.
I live it.
No, it's not. The Bible says you're not allowed to put, you can't have sex that way.
Judge not lest you be judged. But don't shove it in my face.
But you just said you got no problem with people, and yet
you
judge a man if he wants to do it. And what?
No, you
won't. Let me ask you a question, ma'am.
Sure.
What about straight people that do it that way?
Straight
people? What about straight people that do it like that?
Just straight people will go to hell if they do it like that.
Well, we're not talking about sodomy.
What I'm concerned with...
Yeah, you are. You're talking about...
You're talking about the butt.
Well, here's my point, Joe.
Okay.
If gay people get marriage rights, we get marriage rights. That means I believe, and I think I'll be proved right that we will do better at marriage than straight people. And I think straight people will resent that. We will do better because look at where we've come from. Look at how we've been put in jail, and we've been put in mental institutions.
Gay friend.
And so,
many.
Look at cowgirl.
Super friends who are gay.
Oh,
that is fine. I love
that's such bull crap.
People who
that's
are
such bull crap.
What I don't like is a person who hides behind a fence.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, okay?
Oh, I'm gay, but I don't want to do it right now.
Do you and your husband engage in gay sex?
What kind of a question is that?
Gay sex?
I just asked her.
How would we possibly do that? We engage in all
three guesses
sex because I love my husband.
Okay, there you go. So you engage in the act that God burned sodomy to the ground for. There you go. Thank you very much, Phil. I'm done.
You know what, Doug? I don't know what you said. I don't know what you just said there.
This lady is putting down gay people, yet her and her husband go at it every night gay style. You go at it every night gay style.
No, that part's a sin.
I love all people, period.
Oh God! If you say that one more time, I'm going to go back on pills.
Well, you're going to have.
I don't believe you. I don't believe
you.
You sound like a.
Don't shove it down.
She sounds like these straight people.
You're not going to walk into a restaurant with your daggum pants hanging off your.
I'm going to tell you this right now. You got to stop drinking your dinner. That's number one. Number two, I'm a gay man.
Okay, I know. All right. Thanks very much.
You can be gay.
But you're right about that. You're going to wear shorts? Okay. 877-876-PHIL.
Mr. Henry, I'd like to say something at this time.
Go ahead.
Don't put me on the air with a drunk. I don't like drunk women. I don't like them. Never have. My mother was a drunk. And when I said that my father beat my mother, did I say I minded? Because
you know something? You talk an awful lot, man. And half the stuff you say I don't like, and the other half I don't understand.
What did I say?
My father beat my mother, and I never said I didn't like it. For starters...
My mother drank. There wasn't anything she didn't drink. Non-alcoholic, alcoholic, something you had to spray in your hair, something you sprayed on your you-know-what. It all went inside of her. Nothing on, you know, Desinex. She didn't know that was for jock itch.
877-876-PHIL. World-famous Phil Henry Show. We got Doug Danger on the line as we talk about gay marriage. Will it cause a civil war between gays and straights as gays are more successful at marriage than straight people? Here is Jim. Jim, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger. Go ahead, please.
Well, Phil, thank you for letting
yes,
me speak my mind here.
I've
yes, been
sir.
Listening to this guy, and this guy, I think he's just deranged because of the way he was raised. He talks about the way his mom and dad, their relationship, and I feel like he's just basing everything in his opinion and his mind and his thoughts on his mom and dad's relationship. And he doesn't state any statistics whatsoever about divorce or anything like that.
Gay people haven't been married yet, sir. How can I have statistics? They haven't been given a chance. I'm taking an educated guess that gay people, coming from their background of having been denied this, are going to embrace marriage and make it work better than straight people. I think that's an educated guess. I think that's a pretty good guess.
I never denied that, sir. I never denied that.
Okay.
But I'm saying you have a total misconception of a heterosexual marriage. I was married 30 years, and yes, I got a divorce. Yes, I had a problem.
There you go.
But
there
it was
you go.
A fantastic marriage for the whole 30
yeah.
years, and I have two
yeah, right.
wonderful children to
well,
say
but
that
it didn't
I had
last.
A successful marriage.
No,
so,
it
you know,
because you got divorced.
Watch the language.
No.
Shut up, Doug.
All he can do is talk. He can't listen to nothing.
Go ahead, Jim.
Talk.
You both, man.
Is I have had a successful marriage. There was never one hand laid upon my wife. There was never one hand laid upon me by my wife. We had a wonderful marriage.
That doesn't sound like fun.
We had a problem when we had a divorce. But we've got two wonderful children from that marriage. Now, you tell me
you
what
say
you're
that
going to have.
How can you say that was successful?
Marriage?
How can you say that was successful when you said your wife never put a hand on you?
Because we have the fruit of a marriage. We have two wonderful
fruit
in this world from that marriage. And we're
sir, I understand you had children. I'm sure they're great kids. You just said to me
absolutely.
You went fruit. I don't understand what he means.
What do you mean he went fruit?
He just said. Did you go fruit?
You know
you're
what
gay.
That upset me?
It's, oh, God.
You keep it in your mouth and you won't listen to anything. That's what upset
I heard
me.
You. You said you got a divorce, but you've got two great kids. I congratulate you on that, but you still got a divorce. In my book, where I'm standing, from the top of the just from the fence that I'm standing behind and overlooking the ball field.
We understand what you mean. From your point of view, the man's marriage was unsuccessful.
Exactly. I'm sorry, Jim. You sound like a nice guy, and I'm sure your kids are great. But let's face it, man, you blew it. Blew it bad.
Why are you rubbing it in on this guy? We've all had our ups and our downs. Let me tell you something. I'll give you a little piece of advice here, Doug.
Oh, here we go. Is the straight guy going to set me straight?
Yeah. When you engage in, when you get involved in the world of marriage, when gay people are accorded this right, as I believe it is their right, and you find out what it's like to work out a relationship with a human being over many, many years, I think the rate of divorce among gay people will be similar to the rate of divorce among straight people.
Well, those are fighting words, pal.
Well, they may be fighting words. That's my educated guess.
Phil, can I say one more thing?
Go ahead, sir.
I just want to say, Doug, I have some gay people that are friends. And if anything, I'd probably be considered a bisexual. Because
now I know what happened to your marriage.
Will you shut up, Doug, please?
Is he going to listen to me, or is he going to just...
Now I know what happened to your wife. Did your wife... Oh, God.
Go ahead, Jim.
Is he going to listen to me? I was not bisexual.
I'm listening. I'm making a ham sandwich.
Okay, I can't say nothing because he keeps rattling his mouth.
You can... No, he put the phone down. He's doing something else. Go ahead.
All I'm saying is I was not bisexual until well after our divorce. And I have some gay friends. But you know what he is saying, in my opinion, he is saying that he hates heterosexuals, and he's also against gay people. I mean, where is his mind at?
The lean ham, man. The lean ham. That's what I want. Hello?
Yeah, Doug, you know, you're really rude. The man was – he thinks you hate straight people.
I do. All right. Yeah,
I read that right.
Okay, anyway, Jim, yeah, you did. Thanks, Jim, for your call. We'll take a break. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as Doug Danger. Are you making a sandwich?
No, I'm ordering. What do you mean making one? I'm ordering one. I'm in a sandwich place. I'm getting light ham with that spicy mayo. You got a problem with that? Am I supposed to apologize for that?
Yeah, that sounds like a disgusting sandwich. Lean ham with spicy mayo? We'll be right back. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show on this Friday night. And coming up next hour, it's our news and information hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard. Don't forget, we're online at philhendryshow.com each and every night. Get a backstage pass and watch our Phil TV in HD. With me is Doug Danger. He is with the Orange County Courier. He is gay, an out gay journalist, and we're talking about gay marriage in New York. Across the country, in varying stages and in varying ways, Doug, gay marriage is becoming a reality, and you're ready to bury it, and you're gay, and you're ready to bury it in its infancy.
I do not see straight people taking kindly to the fact that gay people, not that gay people have marriage. I think straight people want gay people to have marriage. I think a lot of straight people feel, well, it's the right thing to do. And they sort of make themselves feel better, you know, wanting the right. And then when they turn around and they say, all right, let's give these, you know, let's be honest, you know, let's give the queers what they want. And
come on, Doug, not everybody talks like that.
Well,
not everyone is that kind of a bigot.
Well, Phil, if you got all the milk of human kindness in you, that's fine. But I'm telling you right now, when the straights say, okay, give the queers what they want, and we get marriage, and guess what? We hit it out of the park with marriage. I mean, we are better at it than straight people. And they find themselves retreating deeper and deeper and deeper up into a canyon where they've got that, you know, where they have the reserve meth lab. And
everything with you is meth lab. Everything with you is out to the day. Everything with you is straight people, meth lab. Straight, you know.
Well, I think there's going to be an awful lot of people who are going to return to drugs as a solace.
Because gays are good at marriage? It's unbelievable, man. 877-876-PHIL. Phil. Here's another Phil in Gainesville. Hi, Phil. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Hey, yes, sir.
Marriage, whether it's gay or straight, now I've been married for 15 years to my wife, and it's been a very fruitful marriage. I have 3 children. Okay? But marriage is with 2 people that love each other. Okay? I have
right.
never touched my wife in a physical, never hit my wife.
In a violent way.
I have never hurt my wife in any way physically. Okay.
All right. Can I ask you this question? Do you use meth?
Why are you going on this meth thing?
It's just a question.
I have been drug-free for all 46 years of my life.
Okay, question answered.
All right, I'm just curious.
Doug, let me ask you this. I'm dead serious about
yeah.
this. Let me ask you this. What about the violence? There is violence in every relationship. Not every relationship. There's violence in every type of relationship. There is violence in the gay community. There is violence in the straight community.
Yeah, there's violence in the gay community. It's brought into the gay community by straights.
He's talking about gay guys in a gay relationship.
Listen to how uncomfortable you guys are. You guys can't even say gay.
I'm not stuttering. Doug, you stuttered more than I have.
You can't say gay, just a couple of gays queering it up.
I had a kid.
Queering it up, huh?
High school with. Let me finish. I had a kid that I went to.
You had a kid and then you went to high school with him?
No, I went to high school with this gentleman. He was homosexual, and he killed his partner in a fit of rage. Okay, it happens to gay people. It happens to straight people. It doesn't matter. It's human nature. At some point, some people snap. Whether they're
gay, I ask you a question. Was that you? Was it you? Was it you? And you're just hiding?
No, come on.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I got to ask the question. I understand there's violence. Okay?
But so why all of a sudden, if you just get married, will that stop all the gay violence?
No, but here's the thing. I didn't say there won't be gay violence. I said we're going to be better at marriage than straights. That's all I said.
Then you're going to be
divorced less.
You. I'm not envious.
We'll be divorced less. We will. Our marriages will last longer.
So, well, did you hear what Phil just said? He said then they, you know, straight people will be envious and will want to work harder on their marriages.
I don't see that. I don't see that at all. I think they're going to retreat deeper and deeper into the canyon.
Deeper and deeper? What does that mean?
You don't want me to say where they keep this. Yeah.
What about all the?
They'll get skinnier and skinnier. They'll lose more teeth.
What about all the celebrities who have, you know, gay partners, and they break up?
What?
After
who?
What?
Who?
Huh?
What are you talking about, man? You didn't hear what I said. I said all kinds of straight people have partners they break up with. I'm going to say it again. We're going to be better at marriage than straight people.
Better?
There's all kinds of people that break up. Okay, but I'm saying we're going to be better at marriage than straight people, and as we get better at marriage, straight people will lose more teeth, and more sores will open up on their face.
You know, I appreciate very much, Phil, your call. Thank you. That's all the time we have as Doug Danger goes out snorting through the phone. We'll be back next hour, News and Information Hour. Thank you, Doug. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
More teeth and more teeth and more teeth.
Phil Hendry.
Straight marriage is going to be like Faces of Meth.